Hello and welcome to Travelling Light, a podcast with myself, Margaret Hussey, and Simon Gage.
Hello, nice to be here.
Nice to be here with you.
So we're podcast virgins, so
yeah, bear with us. So Simon, you're traveller to Gay Times.
I am.
And also celebrity journalist extraordinaire,
if I may say so. Yeah. I think extraordinaire is okay.
Interviewing the great and the good, and sometimes the bad.
Yes, exactly. And Margaret, you were for a very long time Sunday Express magazine editor.
I was.
So you've been around the block.
I've been around the block, yeah. But now we're branching out into podcasts because that's what we want to do and explore the world via our sofas for now, but eventually further afield.
Yeah, we've both been travel writers for quite a long time, haven't we?
Yeah.
You've been to some fantastic places, haven't you?
Yeah, really. I love doing long haul trips. Obviously, can't do those at the moment, but. Yeah, but also knit closer to home. So France is, which we're going to talk about today, is on our list.
We're going to talk about some lovely, kind of unusual hotels in France that we've been lucky enough to visit over the last few years. Starting with one I went to recently, which is kind of straight away. They called it a guest house, but don't think four in a bed. It was nothing like that. It was a massive house in Avignon. Rich, have you been to Avignon?
I haven't actually, no. And what was that hotel called?
It was called La Divine Comédie.
Oh.
And it was two older gay men who'd met, but they're both fascinated by antiques. And one saw a papier-mâché life-sized elephant in the other one's shop in Paris, went in to inquire, and love bloomed. And they ended up buying this huge property in Avignon, right near the historical centre.
Wow.
Which is incredible. The gardens are lavish. Even the animals, they've got two massive dogs and some cats. They're all colour coordinated.
Well, don't molt, yeah.
No, nothing like that. They do jump up at you at the breakfast, but hey. But it's just this massive house filled with beautiful antiques and beautiful modern furniture. So it doesn't feel like grandma's pantry or anything.
Yeah.
It does feel current. And our bedroom was, you could have ridden a scooter around it.
Wow, massive. Yeah.
But it was just this lovely, it's the biggest private garden in Avignon. And they've got the pool and the spa and the bar and the whole thing. So it doesn't sound like a guest house, does it? But so you're just in this secluded garden, 5 minutes away from the action. It was just incredible. I've just never been anywhere like it. And that's what made me think, let's do special hotels for this issue, just because there are some places that probably don't get that much publicity just because they're so off the beaten track or a bit weird and don't really fit.
It's like hidden gems, isn't it?
Absolutely,
like that's the hotel I went to in Champagne, in the, which is called the Hotel Royal Champagne and Spa, which basically does what it says on the tin.
And
it's just champagne and spa.
Champagne and spa. It's got your name all over it.
Yeah. And the rooms all look out over the vineyard. And you couldn't get a more extraordinary view in the morning. And when you arrive, the champagne in your room, you know, you get the theme here. And they've got a sommelier who knows everything there is to know champagne. Yeah. You're minutes from the Avenue de Champagne.
What is the Avenue de Champagne?
It's all the champagne houses have a sort of a head office, I guess you'd call there, where you can go in and try different champagnes. And there's so many different
types. What do you mean you can go in and try different
champagnes? You can go in and try, you know, it's kind of like a sort of high street of champagne.
Let's move.
Yeah. And we went to an actual cave and saw how they store the champagne, how they make it.
Do you mean cave or do you mean cave?
A cave, yeah. All the different types. It's a fascinating process and they keep new techniques going to try and see whether they can improve it, if you can improve, because, you know, anyway, we sample quite a few. And
you would think that they would stick to, like, what has always worked, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but they're putting things like deep sea off the coast of Brittany, something about the purity down there,
Yeah.
Gold-plated casks, all sorts.
Oh,
there's, yeah.
And what was the hotel like? Because you imagine it's going to be old school.
No, not at all. It's really modern.
Oh, really?
Really modern. Beautiful rooms, everything very crisp, you know, coffee machines, Hermes toiletries, and just a very beautiful big rooms, really big rooms. Each room has its balcony. I think it was only about 49, but you all had a balcony. So you could just sit in the morning and, you know, watch the sunrise.
Drink champagne,
yeah. But it's a lovely part of the world. It's actually only 40 minutes from Paris. So
I say it's easy to get to. How did you get there?
Very easy. Eurostar Garden, and then just swap over to Gardes Lest, and then just, you know, and you're there minutes really. So
what's the hotel look like? Is it brutal? Is it?
Yeah, it's kind of. It looks. Garden? It's quite. It's not massive. It's sort of long and across. So I'd say about two stories really. Okay. And they purposely made it so each room faces the vineyard. So you know, no one can complain about, you know, 40 towers view of Hanging Gardens of Babylon, because every room has a view of the vineyard. So.
And did you eat there?
Yeah, the food was amazing. Mm. I mean, really amazing. I'm vegetarian, so they made, you know, incredible food. It was just art on a plate. Really nice people, but I would go back, yeah.
And what do you actually do? I mean, obviously you can go and visit the
just relax. Yeah, go to the vineyard, relax. We went on a sort of tethered hot air balloon over the vineyards, which was actually really exciting. And they give you champagne while you're up there. So, yeah.
It's the thing.
Bubbles go to your head even more up there. But, yeah, and it just a place, I think, they say some people, if you're travelling down south of France or travelling back up, you could stop there and just have a nice, just recharge your batteries and buy some champagne to bring home if you're driving. So, absolutely. Yeah, definitely recommend some just...
I've never heard of anything like that. I would have always thought it was going to be some 19th century chateau.
No, I mean, it had heritage, but in the older parts of the building, but the rooms were very, very modern, so...
And did you spa?
We did, yeah, huge, an outdoor swimming pool overlooking the vineyards again, indoor, and it's quite small, the spa, and also because there's not that many guests there, you never feel like it's overcrowded. Absolutely. not like some spas which feel like a bit sort of conveyor belty, don't they? Mm. So but yeah, I'd recommend. Yeah, so where's next? Have you heard about the Versailles Hotel that's opening?
Tell me about it. I saw it written somewhere.
So it's it's going to be 14 suites, I think. Really expensive, but in the grounds of Versailles. I mean,
well, actually, in the chateau.
Yeah, I think it's on the grounds of, you know, there's an afternoon tea, Marie Antoinette. There's
right. Let them eat cake.
Yeah. And cucumber sandwiches, if they do that in France. Yeah, beautiful. It's going to be.
But you can actually stay in this hotel.
You can stay in it. It's Alain Ducasse philosophy on the menu. So that's Versailles, Louis XIV, isn't it? So, yeah.
We actually stayed somewhere a bit like that in the Loire Valley.
Yeah.
No shortage of chateau.
No.
And it was called Relais de Chambord. And it's really weird because it's the old manor house which served the chateau. So the chateau is literally there outside your window.
Wow.
And then visitors come in and visit the chateau. And then when they get chucked out and they shut the gates, you're still in.
God, wow. So yeah, the chateau, to yourself, well, exactly. With other people. Yeah.
You can, I mean, you can't go into the chateau after it's closed, but you're still in the grounds.
Yeah.
So, you know, we took a bottle of wine down by the lake. Is it a lake or a big bit of water? Yeah. And you had it to yourself. And that was so special. I mean, the hotel's lovely and quite modern. But the idea that you had this privileged access to the grounds of this beautiful chateau.
And how did you get there? Did you go by train or?
Yeah. We did, yeah. We were going to get a car, but I went with another writer and he was scared to drive.
Oh.
And he's scared for me to drive as well. So we thought, we went to Paris and just kicked around a little bit. And then we just got the local train down to Blois.
Yeah.
Which is, it's okay.
Yeah.
The trains are really nice.
They are really efficient. And it's just a nice way to see the countryside as well. Yeah.
We went on this train and we didn't reserve any seats or anything. There was like a little area. It was like a little bar area. I mean, there was no drinks being served.
Yeah.
We brought our own.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. This is a funny little banquet area. We're like, this is great.
Yeah.
This is like being in Some Like It Hot or something.
Yeah, right? There's not a sort of soggy cheese sandwich in there, is there? No.
It's very nicely done. So it was easy enough. I mean, I think sometimes people are scared to get on a train, aren't they?
Yeah.
You feel like you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But it's also slick.
But you do that in England anyway. I always check where is it going before I get on. End up in Doncaster. Nothing against Doncaster, but you never know.
Yeah, it's much easier. In France, I think.
Yeah.
So also, talking spas, we went to this brand new hotel. I don't know if you've heard the Cost brothers.
No.
They've got Hotel Cost in Paris and they've got Café Cost, which was the place to be in the 80s. And they're very, very funky brothers who come from the south of France. And they announced that they were going to build their new hotel in this place called Palavas, which is basically Clacton-on-Sea. So as nice as Clacton, do you know what? I'm not going to pretend Clacton-on-Sea is very nice. We used to go there as kids and we went back recently. It's like, oh, okay, it's a little bit rough and run down.
Yeah.
So when they, you know, when the Koss brothers announced they were going to like build their next luxury hotel in Palavas, everyone was a bit like, are you sure about that?
Yeah.
But you are literally in your own world. It's the only hotel with access straight to the beach. So you literally walk in the front, walk through, down to the beach. Two beach bars. So slick. It's very modern. The hotel building itself looks like white blocks sort of stacked on top of each other. And each of those blocks is a suite.
Yeah.
The decor is very white and light wood and... can imagine. And oh, the bathrooms are amazing. They were like little capsules inside the rooms, so it was really strange but really beautiful. But the food was incredible, as you can imagine. You just sit on the beach and have, not us, but the friend we took,
yeah,
the lobster frites, and we had gazpacho. Lovely vegan things to have.
How did you find it as a vegan in France?
I find France tricky.
Yeah.
Just not because of the meat and fish so much as the butter, because everything you buy has got butter in it. And I mean, when we were staying at Relais de Chambord, I do remember one night we just had a baguette in our room because we'd had the one spaghetti dish three times. It's a bit like, duck out of that. But even if you nip into a bakery or something, you know, everything is cheese and butter.
Yeah. And everything will be made with butter as well, you know, I presume, you know. And croissants have got full of butter, aren't
absolutely
they? So yeah.
But every, you know, every quiche is gonna have eggs and
butter. You
know, it's hard to get away from. But because it's in the south of France and there's a little bit more of a Spanish influence, there's stuff like gazpacho and, you know, lovely salads and stuff.
And the produce changes as you go south anyway, doesn't it? Nice, more sunshine, better fruit and veg.
Well, you can't go wrong with nice salads, really.
No, yeah.
Because you can jump in before they put cheese in it.
Yeah, exactly.
So those were some fairly unusual hotels.
Yes. And the whole purpose of our podcast is just to, we're calling it Travelling Like, because we like travel, but we don't want the whole baggage that comes with it. We just want to go, the easier the better.
I never thought of that. That's quite good, travel without baggage.
Emotional or otherwise, physical. So,
also, I don't, a lot of travel journalism gets quite heavy and quite pompous. And basically, we're just regular people who like, you know, we know a nice hotel when we see it.
Yeah, finding somewhere good and telling people about it, that's the joy. And people were saying, where would you recommend? You know, and there's a mixture of, obviously, Versailles is mega expensive and you have to be George Clooney to stay there at the moment, I'm sure. But in time, then, you know, there are good places to stay on a budget or just as a treat yourself, two
absolutely
nights here. It's worth it, isn't it? So,
I mean, Divine Comedy... I mean, it's pricey, it's about $400 a night.
Yeah.
But when you see it, you think that's money very well spent,
yeah,
especially for a special occasion.
And at the moment, we want to travel and indulge a bit more, don't we? So I think we'll be travelling carefully in terms of a bit more indulgent, but fun as well.
Absolutely.
So I think we've covered France with those posh hotels. And we'll be back next week with more on a different subject this time, next time. So, but we'll see you then.
As to be discussed.
TBC.
TBC.